Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom and good morning, everyone. I am Evangelist Tanita, here with our host, Rabbi John Wesley. And we want to welcome you to the Saturday morning broadcast. Today is February the 3rd, 2024. And we will continue with our series, Today is a New Day, Part 10. And I'll hand the show over to you, Rabbi, for prayer.
Amen. So, Father, right now, in the name of Yeshua, we thank you and I thank you for this day. I thank you for each and every day, but today is the day that you've given me and you've given us to learn, to understand, to repent, to lean and glean from all that you desire for us to know for this day. So, Father, I just ask that you prepare our hearts and our minds to be able to be in the moment. And to be able to understand in this moment what you desire and how you desire for us to know you, to love you, to understand you, not just through our communication and our relationships that we have with you and others, but through the adversities that we face as well each day. We ask your forgiveness, and I ask your forgiveness. And I choose to forgive those others who have caused iniquity, sin, and transgression against me. In the precious name of Yahushua, we pray. In Jesus' name, and amen. Well, Evangelist Tanita, I was having a really good time with one of my granddaughters. And she is more on the serious side, just the way that she views life and just different scenarios and people. And so I was joking around with her, and I was in joking. I asked her to do something for me, and she took it as she normally does. She takes it as in, okay, this is wise counsel. This is wise advice. And I said, I want you to go and see about allowing yourself to go to the store and trade in your mother. Now, her mother was driving at the time, of course. So she immediately knew that I was joking. But the way my granddaughter took it, she was like, are you saying that my mother is not good enough? You know, and I was like, no, I'm not saying she's not good enough. I'm just saying she's getting old. You need to trade her in. And as we went back and forth, she finally realized what was happening, okay, at 8 years old. And then she respectfully, because she's a very respectful for, you know, her elders, she said, oh, you're just speaking stuff. And I said, yes, I am, you know. But what it did for me, it blessed me, but what it did for me, it allowed me to see the value of how much she values all that she is learning in life at 8 years old from her parents, from her family. And that is extremely high on her level of relationships. And today's passage of scripture is very similar, but in a different way, because the individual that I believe that this particular scripture in Psalms chapter 3, all 8 verses, depicts the life and times of King David. Because King David was the runt of his family. He was the last, but he was also the smallest. Mm-hmm. And whereas with my granddaughter, she was the first child of her family. Okay. And well respected, loved, liked, and just admired. King David had a totally different upbringing. So he had to learn from the Heavenly Father himself how to have that family strength, because it wasn't a strength that was given to him at his time, in his era. But you can tell by the things that he suffered, similar to what is also spoken of Yahushua, of Christ. It says in the New Testament that Yahushua learned wisdom, learned discernment by the things that he suffered. King David learned how to discern and understand wise counsel by so much that he suffered. Now, some of it, not all of it, but some of it he caused upon himself. But he still learned. The key here is that whatever he found and however he found himself, he learned from that so that he could better himself. So how many times in our walk, in our life, do we suffer through things, but we don't learn from what we suffered? We painfully go through agonizing, and in a lot of cases, I'm at fault at this, angry.
Yep.
I mean,
there's a process. There's a process of being angry. But after that's all over with, Yah's going to ask you, okay, Evangelist Tanita, that was definitely a low blow, what happened to you. But what did you learn from that? How are you going to be a better person based upon what you suffered?
Yeah.
That is King David in Psalms chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, in the King James and in the Amplified, if you will, Evangelist Tanita.
Yes. Yes, sir. Amen. Again, that's Psalms chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, King James Version first. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say to my soul, there is no help for him in God, Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awake, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of the 10,000s of people that have set themselves against round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people, Selah. And here's the Amplified Version. Morning prayer of trust in God. O Lord, how my enemies have increased. Many are rising up against me. Many are saying of me, there is no help, no salvation for him in God, Selah. But thou, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory and my honor, and and the one who lifts my head. With my voice, I was crying to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy mountain. I lay down and sleep safely. I awaken, for the Lord sustains me. I will not be intimidated or afraid of the 10,000 who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you have struck all mine enemies on the cheek. You have shattered the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to the Lord. May your blessing be upon your people, Selah. Amen. Rabbi John?
Amen and amen. That gives assurance, Evangelist Anita, that we, you and I, and those listening, can sleep knowing that your Heavenly Father, your parent, is going to protect you, is going to cover you, and is going to keep you because you have chosen his way. You've chosen his understanding of how to react to the gainsayers, how to react to the name callers, how to react to those who want to do wicked against you for no apparent reason. It's one thing if somebody tries to do something to get back at you. It's another thing when you have done absolutely nothing wrong. But they chose to walk in evil. They chose to listen to the evil and try to do whatever they can to cause you to fall, fail, and to stumble. Our Heavenly Father in Psalms chapter 3 stands for the righteous. He stands for the holy. He stands for the pure. He stands for those who want to walk in kindness with all and peace with all as best they can.
Hallelujah.
As best, because you know you can't do it with everybody. You know that.
No.
But you try. You try. And in your trying, you know that your Heavenly Father, as the term goes, has got your back against the evil one. So today, what are we learning? What are we gleaning? What are we getting from this? Because there is coming a day when all tears will be wiped away. All negative bad things that have ever happened to me, to you, to all of us, it will be clean slated, never to have existed before. Because the joy will be so insurmountably large that there will be no way that you can think of the negative and the harsh life that you had to live to get to becoming an overcomer. Once we become that overcomer, we don't continue to become an overcomer. We became. In other words, it's all past. So, Father, right now, in the name of Yeshua, I thank you that we look to our present. And we say that even our present negative things that are happening present tense in our life, that's all at some point going to pass away, never to be affecting us again, because we will be in the presence of you and we will be worshiping you, we'll be fellowshipping with you, we will be who you have originally created us to be, and that is overcomers. So So we thank you for that, Father, right now, in the precious name of Yahushua. And we allow Psalms chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, to speak to our life today so that we will continue to walk with our head up, to walk as an overcomer through the adversities of life and demonic activity that try to affect us every single day. In the precious name of Yahushua, we pray, and I thank you, Lord. We thank you. Amen. And shalom, shalom.